Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's a guy that really meant a lot to our locker room. I mean, I've said it time and time again. This guy came in and was there from the offseason program, and then at the end of the training camp was voted a team captain. There's no doubt that we would love to have Tyron back.
The Honey Badger.
Brian Gain is an idiot, a moron, and I don't trust him as GM, is what I'd be saying if he would have given Honey Badger a three-year, $42 million deal. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. I will say this, John, and you know my mentality when it comes to free agency. I like to buy low. I like to sell high. That's just how I go. I know that there are exceptions to every rules, and a lot of times you get what you pay for. But in the business of the NFL, I like to buy low and I like to sell high. The Honey Badger, 1 year, $7 million, total bargain. Yeah. 100% on board with what Brian Gain decided to do there. But Honey Badger at 3 years, $42 million. If the Texans had done that yesterday, I would be more angry with that than anything that they've done since. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, Texans have replaced the Honey Badger and Kareem Jackson with former Jacksonville Jaguars safety Tashawn Gibson, who has more interceptions than the Honey Badger. We'll get into those numbers in just a second. Yeah. But I would have been furious if the Honey Badger would have gotten the deal from the Texans that he got from the Chiefs.
Yeah, look, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, I'm not heartbroken. I'm not heartbroken that Tyron Matthew has moved on to Kansas City. If I was a Kansas City fan, I'd be a little bit worried. I mean, they're paying him $14 million for two, three years. Whatever it is, the guarantee.
3 years, $42 million.
That's too much.
Ooh, that's, man, boy.
That's too much for Ty. Look, with Tyron Matthew, you're getting Tayshaun Gibson. His numbers are comparable or better than Tyron Matthew without the cool nickname and all the extra. You know, he's got a big chip on his shoulder all the time. He's going back and forth with media people and fans and everything else. I do think this, though. I do think the Texans were banking on getting Tyron Matthew back at a cheaper price. And they floated $9.5 million. John McClain reported that eventually they went up to $11 million per year for Tyron Matthew. And they misgauged the market, okay? I'm not saying these guys are inept. I'm not saying that, you know, that they're in over their head. I'm saying in this particular case, when it comes to safety, they made it very clear to Kareem Jackson, and no one from the Texans has denied this yet, but they've made it very clear with Kareem Jackson, we don't need you anymore. They didn't even make him an offer. He was very adamant and very, excitable about that topic when it was talked about with Mark Berman. He was upset and hurt that they didn't even make him an offer. We knew that at the Super Bowl. You and I both talked about after we interviewed him. And we're sitting across the table with him. I just basically said, I don't think he's coming back. And he didn't. And he knew he wasn't coming back. That's why he was working that room. So they let him walk, thinking, as Bill O'Brien, you just heard, said, oh, he wouldn't talk about we want Honey Badger back unless he thought they had a good chance at getting him back and they were making the effort. Well, they didn't make the effort. They just misgauged the market. The market for safeties is not 2018. It's 2019, and they got outbid.
Landon Collins got a 6-year, $84 million deal. Kenny Vaccaro got a 4-year, $26 million deal. And then you had LaMarcus Joyner, Honey Badger, Kareem Jackson go sign. When you get Gibson for 3 years, $22 million, just
who's
based on
boy?
All that, I'm very, very, very – come on, man. Come on, dude. What did you just do?
Say it again. We'll reenact it.
Gibson.
Who's a good boy?
John Lopez is going to think of his dog now every time we talk about the safety. It's a little bit ridiculous, but we go backwards a little bit. But when you get him for $322, to me that's good bargain shopping, and I'm very, very much in favor of it. And I'm really not disappointed that the Texans didn't make a big splash, in large part because the corners haven't gone off the market yet. Now, if yesterday would have happened, and obviously you would have liked to have had Trent Brown from the New England Patriots after his one good year, but instead the Raiders gave him 4 years, $66 million. If all these tackles would have gone off the market, Juwan James gets a big deal in Denver as well as from Miami. I would have been, and the corners would have gone off the market as too. I would have been a little bit more concerned. I would be a little bit more upset. But the top cornerbacks, the top names, the Bryce Callahans, the Ronald Darbys, all the cornerbacks that are still on the market, the cornerback market today is stronger than it's ever been. And other teams have spent more money than the Houston Texans. So the number one need that we had, or we felt like the Texans had heading into yesterday, is still there. And the market is still just as strong at the cornerback position, and other teams have thrown money elsewhere. It's an okay situation to be in.
All right, let's look at the big picture here. How do you feel? And you can text in if you have your feelings you want to share, 713-572-4610. Of course, the lines are always open as well, same number. But for you and me, Landry, like, how do you feel thus far with the Texans when it comes to free agency? For me, it's kind of like, you know, I'm excited to a degree for Tayshawn Gibson. I think he's really good value for 3 years, $22 million. His numbers, you teased it earlier, I'll give them to you right now. Just in the last 3 years, his numbers are stride for stride, almost identical, if not better in some areas, than Tyrann Mathieu. He's 2 years older, which can be a bit of an issue, but he's got 48 starts the last 3 years. Tyrann Mathieu, 22. He's got 6 interceptions. Tyrann Mathieu, 5. 17 passes defense. Mathieu, 19. Tackles, 137. Mathieu, 169. He's the same player without the cool nickname and all the extra, as I said earlier. So I'm excited about that part. But by and large, they got to get into somebody big here, man, in particular, cornerback.
Let's get specific.
Ronald Darby. I mean, Ronald Darby needs to be the cornerback they go to. I personally feel, after listening to John McClain, I don't think it's going to happen, but they've got the money for Le'Veon Bell. Three guys make this better: Le'Veon Bell, Earl Thomas, and Ronald Darby. Earl Thomas is off the table. They're not in on him, apparently, according to multiple reports. If they can pull off a Le'Veon Bell and or a Ronald Darby, this becomes a fantastic, not a meh as it is right now, but a fantastic free agency period.
Ronald Darby would be fine. You get the top corner in the market. I would have considered that a success, whether it happened on day one or day two. Also, Jason Verrett from the Chargers. He's only played 25 games in his 5 seasons. So he's got very, very significant injury problems. He tore his Achilles last July. But if you can bring him in, and maybe he starts out on pup and he comes in, if he can return to his Pro Bowl form, the one full season he had, that's buying low with high reward. Mm-hmm. But you have to bring in at least 2 corners on this market. Ronald Darby is one name I look at. You look at Bryce Callahan from the Chicago Bears. That's another one. And then you just have these stopgap guys who can turn and run a little bit. I'm fine with that. But the cornerback position was what we were worried about from the beginning. It's something you got to do now. Roby from the Broncos is another guy that is even more on the market because Kareem Jackson
is crazy about Roby.
He's not great, but they feel like Kareem Jackson's going to play a little corner there. Mm-hmm. So he's out there and he's available.
Yeah, no, he is available. And otherwise, in terms of what they've done, they've let go of 2 starters and I know they can be replaced because they've already tried with Tayshawn Gibson, but Kareem Jackson was an interesting case that they did. Letting him go. I think they still need to get a cornerback. I hope they get a running back. Is Tevin Coleman? John McClain says no and no. Maybe not on Darby, but certainly not a running back. Well, that puts a lot more pressure on the first 3 picks of the draft. Let's play this game for a little bit. Let's say they sign a cornerback, all right? Whichever one, you know, whomever you think that might be. And that's it for free agency, all right? Then you go into the draft having to draft a tackle, having to draft another cornerback, and having to draft a running back with your top 3 picks. I mean, you have to.
I don't think you have to.
Who's going to be your other third running back? Who's going to be your other cornerback? I know Jonathan Joseph is there.
You can't just draft a cornerback or an offensive lineman just to draft a cornerback or an offensive
lineman.
No, that's
my point.
You got to improve your team as much as possible, especially at that range. So I disagree with that. I mean, maybe the improvement comes
within.
No, but
what I'm saying is those are going to be their needs.
They'll be needs, but you can't just draft for need because you're not guaranteed to fill a need when you just draft an offensive lineman just to draft him. The good thing, though, about that, if you do assume that they need an offensive tackle, is that the Raiders and Dolphins, who draft ahead of you, they both signed offensive tackles to heavy contracts.
Yeah.
So maybe that means that two teams who before yesterday had significant needs at offensive tackle. Now they don't have significant needs, so maybe the tackle gets pushed back further to you. But to revisit what I was saying in the middle of the segment, cornerback still the number one need, and it's not like they missed out on a cornerback. Now you could say they missed out on the biggest tackles.
Yeah,
that's one thing, but the cornerbacks are just as strong right now as they were yesterday, and that's what Brian Gay needs to be doing right now. He needs to be making that happen.
I'm confident that that's what they're trying to do. It's hard to say. It's hard to say for sure, but I think they're going to probably end up signing an offensive lineman. I don't know if it's going to be a tackle, but certainly not going to be a top tier guy, because Trent Brown was pretty much the head and shoulders above everyone else guy and cornerback. And I think you have to do it for no other reason than to have those options in the draft, because they will be going in. If they stand pat where they are right now, they'll be going into the draft having to draft for need. And I always say you want to draft the best player available for the positions you have need. In other words, have some options there. But they're going to have to just draft for need, period, if they stand pat. I don't think they will, but if they do, that's what's going to happen.
And you also got to take into account that the Rams, heading into last season, the Rams had significant cornerback needs, just like the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. They didn't go sign free agent corners. They did sign Nickell Roby, who was basically their fourth corner, the slot guy who was involved on the pass interference against the Saints. But they traded for Marcus Peters from the Kansas City Chiefs. And they traded for Aqib Talib from the Denver Broncos.
Right.
So just because you don't sign him in free agency doesn't mean you can't go fix that unit with trade, because we saw it last year with a team that was a quarter away from winning the Super Bowl. So we're freaking out and we're acting like, you know, this is the same old
Texans.
No,
I'm not really freaking out. I'm saying this is the options now. These are the options. You know, if they stand where they are, this is what you're looking at. And I think it is.
Le'Veon Bell has not made his decision yet. However, he has changed his Twitter background to green. I don't know what the hell that means. I think that's just the world we live in, where that's some sort of news. But he's being linked to a lot of teams. Should the Texans be one of those teams? We'll get into that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.